This fall, Southern Berkshire County played host to an independent film shoot. Deep into the 200-acre grounds of Oralton Farm in West Stockbridge, the cast and crew of Stroke of Luck are figuring out how to shoot something in more ways than one.
We're standing in front of a very homey farm, makeshift shooting range that farmhands use to, you know, let off a little steam.
That's producer Mark Farrell. After working in film and television in New York and Los Angeles, he made the move to the Berkshires a couple years ago after almost 14 years of weekending. Now, he works on projects like Stroke of Luck that shoot in the county.
It is a coming-of-age comedy about a young man who is going to school in New York City, and he pulls a pretty bad prank, and he gets kicked out, and he has to come to his father's farm to earn the money to pay back the damage he did. And he comes up here, and he messes up here, too. And then the whole movie's about his efforts to turn it around.
In the scene being shot on this day, the female lead, Sarah, played by Sarah Ball, shows main character Nathan, played by Kyle DeRozier's, her skill with a gun. In contrast to her on-screen swagger, Ball's no sharpshooter offset.
Honestly, I was a little nervous. It was the first time that I've ever been around a gun, ever. Like, I've never even held one outside of a film set. But after we shot a couple blanks, I felt okay with it.
A vital connector for local pros like Farrell and the wider industry is Diane Perlman, the executive director of the Berkshire Film and Theater Collaborative.
I help them find crew so they don't have to bring everybody in from New York or L.A. We have some amazing talent here. And also help them with locations and catering and hotels. And a lot of times they want production assistants who know the area. So I really just acclimate them to the Berkshires and help them shoot in this beautiful place.
While some productions need that acclimation, Stroke of Luck is unique. It was written for the Berkshires. For writer and director Christian Frelinghausen, shooting his new movie in the county was a homecoming of sorts.
Well, my grandmother was here, and then my grandparents were involved in Tanglewood, and then went to Camp Beckett for like 8 years, and then maybe eight, I don't know, something, a long time. And then I went to Tanglewood to work for a few summers, and my cousins were here. So I didn't really want to start writing the script until I got their permission to use the farm.
To actually have a movie here, we've had other short little things done here, sure. But this is a full first time we've had a movie here, yes.
Harvey Waller co-owns Oralton Farm with his wife, Mary. They're cousins of Frelinghausen.
It was Mary's great-grandfather's. They bought it in 1901. And Oralton Farm, Oralton is a village in England, and so they named all the property Oralton something. So this is Oralton Farm. It's always been a horse farm, and we've done hunters and jumpers, and now we do driving horses for the last 25 years.
Well, of course, the main character is probably based on me a little bit, just in terms of like teenagers coming to a farm, like doing stuff they don't want to do because they got in trouble.
Again, Frelinghausen. He says the movies of Judd Apatow are among the inspirations for his debut feature film, which follows the redemption of troubled protagonist Nathan.
Traumatized, but I had to work on a farm for a summer, and I used that as the foundation for this. And I knew what resources I had, so I was like, well, he can mess up a farm. So I knew I had access to like the horses, and so I'm like, he could learn how to ride, get dirty, you know. Struggle, struggle, struggle.
Frelinghausen pegs the full budget of the self-financed film at around $250,000. Massachusetts offers filmmakers a 25% tax break to shoot in the state. Co-producer Elizabeth Aspenleader, a Berkshire resident for the past 20 years, says the production has dumped money into local businesses.
For our catering, for lunches alone, it's probably up. It's probably going to be around, between $7,000 and $8,000 just for lunches.
The film, with scenes shot at businesses in Lenox, Great Barrington, and beyond, also features dozens of local extras. Aspenleader says altogether, it represents a network of Berkshire collaborations.
From borrowing and renting things from Shakespeare and Company, there have been props and costumes. Arthur Oliver, who is our wardrobe designer, is a costume designer in the Berkshires, and he's been terrific on everything. Some of the our continuity person is from the Berkshires as well. And several people, myself, Michael Burnett, who was a Shakespeare and Company person, is also a co-producer on it.
Frelinghausen dreams of taking Stroke of Luck to Sundance, and with it, showing the county off to the wider world of film.
Because everyone's like, oh, we'll go to the Hamptons or Martha's Vineyard, but no one knows the Berkshires. So every time I'm in L.A. or New York, or more so L.A., people are like, where's that? And it's like, I don't want to keep saying where it is. Now people can see where it is.
Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.